4. The Divine Mercy. Mercy is simply justice tempered by the wisdom which grows out of perfection of knowledge and the full recognition of the natural weaknesses and environmental handicaps of finite creatures. Our God is full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy. Therefore whosoever calls upon the Lord shall be saved, for he will abundantly pardon. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Yes. His mercy endures forever. I am the Lord who executes loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight. I do not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. For I am the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. God is inherently kind, naturally compassionate, and everlastingly merciful. And never is it necessary that any influence be brought to bear upon the Father to call forth his loving kindness. The creature's need is wholly sufficient to ensure the full flow of the Father's tender mercies and his saving grace. Since God knows all about his children, it is easy for him to forgive. The better man understands his neighbor, the easier it will be to forgive him, even to love him. Only the discernment of infinite wisdom enables a righteous God to minister justice and mercy at the same time and in any given universe situation. The Heavenly Father is never torn by conflicting attitudes towards his universe children. God is never a victim of attitudinal antagonisms. God's all-knowingness unfailingly directs his free will in the choosing of that universe conduct which perfectly, simultaneously, and equally satisfies the demands of all his divine attributes and the infinite qualities of his eternal nature. Mercy is the natural and inevitable offspring of goodness and love. The good nature of a loving Father could not possibly withhold the wise ministry of mercy to each member of every group of his universe children. Eternal justice and divine mercy together constitute what in human experience would be called fairness. Divine mercy represents a fairness technique of adjustment between the universe levels of perfection and imperfection. Mercy is the justice of supremacy adapted to the situations of the evolving finite, the righteousness of eternity modified to meet the highest interests and universe welfare of the children of time. Mercy is not a contravention of justice but rather an understanding interpretation of the demands of supreme justice as it is fairly applied to the subordinate spiritual beings and to the material creatures of the evolving universes. Mercy is the justice of the Paradise Trinity wisely and lovingly visited upon the manifold intelligences of the creations of time and space as it is formulated by divine wisdom and determined by the all-knowing mind and the sovereign free will of the Universal Father and all his associated creators.